Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Don't confess. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. I can see reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Let's go.
Super fantastic.
Let's do this.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, June 26, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Right, good morning, TNT.
All right. Let me tell you guys something before we get started. It's a great morning, super fantastic day. A lot of information got to go out, and we get things. So this is how this works, so you guys know. I think we have two free conference call lines that people dial in on. One holds 1,000 and one holds 1,500 or 2,500. So those lines get full, and those same people get on them all the time. So they get full. Then we have people who can come here, and we got 100 people that can call in to ask questions. Everybody else, you just have to listen on the radio because that's what we have. We got 10,000 people or more every time we do a call, but we're limited to what we're limited at. Everybody else listens to the recording. We still get a million people week listening to the recordings. But that's all we can do. We're at the end. I know sometimes there's problems getting on, there's problems dialing in, but it is what it is. So let's just rejoice for the end, okay? Because I think we're there. I think we're there. So, Ray, did you send anything out that we need to discuss first?
No updates.
All right. No updates.
Let's rock and roll.
All right. We're late because we're talking to people, trying to get information. And we're getting information. I'm still waiting for some right now, but we decided to go ahead and do the call. Okay. And I'm still getting information. So. Hold on a second. Let me see everything. So I'm going to tell you guys some stuff you probably don't want to know because it's going to be confusing. And probably some stuff that really doesn't even matter because it's the details. Well, you guys writing the books and doing the movies and all that, I mean, the details are what matter. So hold on because this is waiting. All right. I think I'm still getting some information, so I'm waiting to see what it says. So don't get distracted here. Oh, nope. It just didn't stop. All right. So here we go. We started out this day with somebody saying that we talked to somebody in Iraq and they said there was a rate of 365 over in Iraq today. Issues in the green zone. I don't know. My guy couldn't verify that. I called that. He called over there and said no rate. So somebody said there was a rate over there. Somebody else. And they're both in the green zone said there's no rate. Nothing's changed. Nothing's on TV. But I don't know who he talked to. One of them could have talked to somebody of privilege and the other one of not. And they could have already gotten started. I can tell you this. It was scheduled to go on Saturday. And it didn't go Saturday. What's today, Wednesday? Yeah. It was supposed to go on Saturday and it didn't go. And then everybody thought it was going Tuesday, yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, because it was scheduled to go at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Dude, I forgot. He did tell us why I didn't go, too. But he was giving me so much information, I didn't really care why I didn't go. I was just like, when is it going to go? But really. So it was supposed to go at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. That's why all the banks were saying on Tuesday it didn't. And right now it's scheduled to go between 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and Saturday. I'm going to tell you. Now, why am I saying that? It's because it's scheduled for 8 o'clock tomorrow. So, I mean, it's going to go, but they said no later than Saturday that this should be done. We should be engaged at that time. Everybody, all at one time, the groups, internet people, anybody that want to go. Between 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and Saturday is what they're looking for this to go. Everything's done again. Iran, U.S., everybody, politics is out of it. The banks have it, and they're going to go. The other thing was the rape. And I tell you guys, within 15% of Kuwait, that is where it's supposedly going to end up at. Now, we looked at Kuwait today, even while I was on, it's 330-something, or yeah, down in that range. So it may come out anywhere from, 329. Anywhere from, I want to be from 365, I mean, from 3, I don't know if I'm doing the math, 335 to 375 is the range that it will come out at. It'll go up. But in the end, when it's all said and done, it had to be within 20% of Kuwait. Because now that has been cut in half. So it's going to be a much lower rate at the end to Kuwait. So, and again, for anybody, I'm not putting out exact numbers. Okay? I am giving you guys some information, but not the exact numbers. But it's close enough that you can figure out your money. So here was the debate. And I'll tell you, back when we did We Are the People, and we were doing everything, I made a deal, and you guys all know that. And the deal was for a percentage of the people to get the contract rates. So, and I'm just telling you, it was for a percentage of the people to get the contract rate. That was the deal. This many people will get the contract rate, which I thought was good. And I thought I was a great negotiator. And I'm laughing saying that because they gave me more than I ever thought we would get. And I said, okay, I'll take that. Man, it was a good deal. And actually, it was an offer they made, so I didn't have to negotiate at all because it was such a good deal. I said, okay. Yeah, I'll take that deal. I'm not going to fight you over that because it was a good deal. Well, now, you know, it was suggested that they do the same percentage, but instead of the people, of the contract rate amount that was available, okay, over the total amount, they would do this much of it. And that was a suggestion. We don't know what it is. You know, this is why we don't know. Because a month ago or before when I did this, oh, that's the question I'm waiting for. I mean, the answer. I asked them, how do you get the contract rate? And they said, just ask for it. And when it's gone, it's gone. But they're going to stand by it. So either they're going to do that, you're going to ask for it, and when it's gone, it's gone. Or he said they were going to do a percentage of your money. But it was a percentage I agreed to. And no, I'm not going to tell you until we actually see it, because I don't want to put that out there, which would probably be the wrong thing to do, percentage of each person's money. He's going to find out that we're going to get a call back. So I called the exchange center itself, and I talked to them, said, look, how are you guys going to do this? Because we need to know what we're walking into. And they told me they don't know. They said, In March, when it was getting ready to go and they all went in, they had a package for them. They would explain to them how to do it, but they wouldn't let them open the package. So when this happens, they're going to walk in, they're going to have a package, and it's going to explain to them how they're going to do it, but they won't know until an hour before it goes live. That's when they get to open their package to see how this is going to work. So by that time, we should know exactly what you're walking into by the time, you know, the RV itself is announced. We should have some sense of it, and then we can work something together real quick or some examples or try and help you guys walk through it. So That's where we're at right this moment. It should have went at 8 o'clock this morning, because so yesterday. And now, whatever it was on Saturday, which I can't remember. Ray, I don't know if you remember or not what he said. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It didn't go Saturday like it was supposed to. And it didn't go this morning like it was supposed to yesterday. So, I'm saying, he said yesterday at 8 o'clock, it was supposed to go. Shit, I'm going to tell you guys, too, because he told me they were working on something. I said, obviously, didn't get done, because it was supposed to go 8 o'clock this morning, because I really wasn't paying attention to what they were working on. I'm saying, when is it going to go? 8 o'clock this morning. So now the bottom line is, it can go anywhere 8 o'clock tomorrow morning through Saturday. But Saturday, they're saying it's their back wall to have this done, have us at the bank. Okay? So it's going to be a great weekend. Right? Did I cover everything?
NDAs.
Oh, NDAs. So supposedly, the Treasury and the banks are having issues with the NDAs. Who's going to be responsible? Who's going to be enforcing it? Who's going to be involved in the lawsuits? On and on. So supposedly, and I don't know how, because they have, Treasury says it's up to the bank. Bank says they're not doing the Treasury's dirty work. I do know people who have exchanged already have signed NDAs, but for the most part, when this goes live, he doesn't think there are going to be any, because neither one of them wants to be the person to enforce it or have it there. Alex said the only NDA was going to be you setting up your new accounts between you and the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how that's going to work with the contract rate, because they can't make that public to everybody. So, again, I'm giving the information as we got it. They're debating it, and it was part of the last-minute things they're doing. But so far, everybody I know who has exchanged and gotten a contract rate has had to sign an NDA. They absolutely have signed an NDA. I don't know who's going to enforce it, but they have signed one. All right? So, I think that's everything.
Well, you skipped the bad news. What's you always leave that for me.
Oh, okay, go ahead. What was it?
The Zim.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that, but okay. Because I don't,
Well, you can just say still say the same thing, basically.
Yeah, he's still saying the Zim is not going. Okay, from 1943, right? From 1943 to, what? Go ahead.
No, 94.
1994. No, 94 to what?
And back to 43, I guess, or something. But it's anything that wasn't part of the corruption era would be accepted.
Right. So from 94 on back, if you have any of those bills, which none of us have, and then from 216 up, because they were going to take any of the rest of them they want. But I can tell you guys, again, the people who have exchanged them. They have taken it. And the bank is saying they're taking them all. But I'm giving you what we got this morning. And things could change just that fast. I don't know. But just go in there and ask for it. Go in there and ask for the contract rate if that's what you want. And go in there and say, I want it all. I want it all. Just give it all to me. It is going to be gone when it's gone. They are going to try and give it out within the first 10 days and as fast as they can so they can be done with it and say it's over. We did what we agreed to one way or another. And now it's just the straight rates. So I'll see, and I'll know, like I said, probably an hour before, or as soon as those guys open the packages at the exchange center, I'll know how they're doing it, what they're doing it, and we'll know if it's what we agreed to or not. And I will definitely let you know that. Okay? So that's where we're at. Now we got it?
Okay.
All right. I can just call him Bad News Ray from now on. All right, good.
Well, you know, have to get them both sides of the equation just in case it's true. I don't plan for it to be true. I don't want it to be true.
Nope, but he did.
That's what I remember.
That was my bad. Yep. All right. So let me do this real quick before we get to go. I mean, before we get started with everybody else and questions. Country Girl. Everybody know Country Girl? Her husband's name is Kelly, and it is his birthday today. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, okay. Ooh, Ray didn't like that part. You should have left that part out. Tomorrow. Anyway, he's 64 years old. Tomorrow. Tell him I said happy birthday.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Happy birthday to you for tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, questions and answers. Let's see here. E-Man 1 says, about a year or so ago, I heard Tony say that if you are a caretaker for someone living in your home, you could not participate in the exchange process. Does that still stand?
Brother, I don't believe, and I truly don't believe, but, you know, I might be getting old or something. I don't believe you ever heard Tony say that, because that don't even make no sense. You can't exchange or buy a dinar because you're taking care of somebody else? No. I don't believe you heard Tony say that. You absolutely can. Why couldn't you get your own money? That's like saying, I can't buy a lottery ticket and win because the person I'm taking care of might buy a lottery ticket and win. I mean, who does that make sense to? Nobody. So maybe it was another question for another way, but what you just said is absolutely incorrect. Anybody and everybody can buy their own currency through their own exchange. Okay, what's next?
All right. Terry M. says, just a quick yes or no one here. Is there any important information that you are asked not to share with the general members of TNT?
There's
a lot of times. But anyway.
What I'm supposed to say, yes, so everybody else can ask me what it is? Or say no? A quick yes or no? No, actually, I tell you guys way too much, I'm sure. But no.
Crowley Holm wants to know if submitting an official request to Parliament to extend the second legislative term, will that have any effect on the RV?
Nothing's affecting the RV, guys. The RV is done. The RV is done. It's on the way. Ray, you want to play the song? Play the song. The bank is now working it out. The bank is doing the delays. It has been scheduled several times this month already. CBI is ready to go.
All right. Ready for Landing says, if China takes over this process, what does that mean for exchanging? Are we limited to certain banks? Will it still be 800 numbers to make appointments? Oh, man. Where did this stuff
from? Well, oh, no, I'll give it a second, man. God. What is what I don't understand? When, what, where, how, who, why would China take over the process? This is the United States of America. This is the United States Treasury. It's our banking system. Why would China take over the process? China is not even part of the dinar. They had to contract with the U.S. to even get involved. So why and how are they going to take over the process? You guys, we've been doing this for years. Somebody's always feeding you guys a bunch of crap that doesn't make any sense. No, China will not take over the process. Go ahead.
You know what I'm starting to feel like? I'm starting to feel like those guys that ride the little golf cart in the parade with the shovel.
Man, who is that guy?
Those are the pooper scoopers.
Oh, ride behind the horses. Oh, man. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, especially with the questions we've been getting the last 5-6 months. Anyway, the Code 19 says, besides fractional banking, what other get-rich-quick schemes do the banks have? What else can we use?
Well,
said
the
it's
bank
ammunition.
How are you going
to
use them?
To negotiate. He wants to use it as ammunition to negotiate. So I guess knowing about fractional banking and what other schemes do the banks use to make money that we need to know about so we can negotiate.
Okay, guys, only people with a lot of money are going to use that with your wealth manager, and you're just having a conversation with him and letting him know what's going on. To know what banks do is something you guys should have been Googling, looking, and reading on and knowing, you know, for months and years in the past. Just, you know, 2 days of information is not going to help you get what you need to get. And banks make money in all kinds of ways. So we really can't get in debt with that right now. Sweep accounts, all you got to do is know they do that every night, 1%. There's 22% a month on your money. Fractional banking, you already know, they go up to 10 times the money every time you make a deposit, and they loan it out, and that loan is then put back in the bank as a new money, and they multiply their money that way. Money make money. Biggest pyramid scheme in the world is the banking system, and it's legal for them. Nobody ever goes to jail, but it's just a pyramid. They create money out of thin air, and they keep it up, and nobody ever goes to jail for it. Even when the pyramid crashes, like most of them do, nobody goes to jail. They just get to restart another one. But anyway, what's next, Ray?
JM8653. I know you've answered this a lot, but I can't remember what you said. I live in Georgia. Tomorrow, I travel to Pennsylvania for 3 to 4 weeks. Can I exchange there, or do I need to return to Georgia to exchange?
All right, Ray, answer that question.
When we give you the 800 numbers, folks, call them and ask. All of these bank-related questions, exchange center-related questions, when you get the numbers, give them your situation and then let them instruct you on what you need to do. That's
now,
the best answer.
Broad instruction was you had to be in your zone where you lived for the last 6 months to do your exchange. But the right thing to do is what Ray just said. Ask them when you call the 800 number. Instructions we got months ago, you had to be in your home area. But still ask them. You never know. All right, go ahead, Ray.
Let's see, AZ Humber says, I've always believed it's better to create some friendly competition among the banks. My plans have always included 3 banks to each hold 1/3 of the majority of my money, perhaps shifting more funds at the beginning of a new year to the one who had the best return the previous year. That being said, how are we going to be able to receive the contract rate and tell them they don't get all of our money? It's easy.
Well,
just don't tell them up front. They're not going to get all
that's
your
right.
money.
You're afterwards. That's right.
You never let the left hand know what the right hand is going to do until it's time to do it. Did you have another answer?
Again, yeah, we were told so far if you wanted the contract rate, just ask for it. It wasn't based on an agreement or how long you're going to leave the money or doing that. I said, use those things to try to get higher interest rates, how to get more perks and everything else out of the bank. But I want the contract rate. Get the contract rate and then decide what you're going to do with your money when you get to your wealth manager and say, what else can you offer me? What performance, what interest rate, how long, and then divide it up into three. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it in all three of these banks because everybody's saying something a little bit different. See which one of you guys, I mean, perform for the next 6 months, and that's where I'm going to move it on to. So, and let him know. I think that's a great idea myself. So, friendly competition. Are you going to be the one? You're going to make me some money or you're going to lose all of it, one or the other. All right?
All right, here's an interesting one. Column 1 says, I'm very skilled in the art of negotiating and I'm quite active with my due diligence for the upcoming investments. I interviewed several banks in the past months regarding my future deposits forthcoming from our family divesting itself of several businesses to the tune of $250 million. I explained to them what my deposit would do for their bank in the way of lending profits and overnights. It seemed reasonable that we should all participate in the profits. Three banks would not budge. One bank agent stated that he works with several clients with $250 million in accounts and they don't get any special interest rates. Question, if you, Tony, or Ray have already negotiated a 1% daily or about to, would you consider offering that bank access to additional associates whom could open additional individual accounts with minimum deposits of $25 to $50 million? I'll answer it first. Yes, I will, but only to the best of us club members. All right, Tony, your answer.
Okay, guys. First of all, they're not going to do this for everybody. So, yes, you have to be a skilled negotiator. You're going to have enough money. And they're not going to give you their 1% a night. The bank is not going to be there. What you're doing is letting them know that you know how much they're making, so they will give you the most they can. Instead of everybody's not going to get the 10% interest year. Well, I want that 10%. Matter of fact, I want 15%. And I don't care what you're doing with everybody else. This is what I'm looking for. I can't do that. But I'm looking for to be the first person in all your IPOs. I'm looking for to be invested in everything the bank is investing in, and you offer me those deals. So other deals besides that, I'm not looking to take your 1% a night in sweep accounts. No. That if you truly want 1% a night in sweep accounts, I mean, if you truly want that, buy a bank. You can buy a bank. I've told you guys that. You can buy a bank for as little as $3 million. You have to employ some people in it. You have to run it and actually get some customers, which is what you want to do. But then you can move your money from any other bank to your own bank and do exactly what they're doing in the Federal Reserve System, if that's really what you want to do. But nothing comes for free. But I do like the fact that instead of you negotiating, that you want me and Ray to go negotiate for you as a group and put it together and say, give everybody this percentage rate. I like your tactic. And even the fact that Ray said yes, but Tony's going to say no. because I've been there, done that, and I'm not going to be responsible for everybody at any bank. And whether you and the bank have an agreement or they live up to the agreement, I'm not going to track everybody. Did that, those days are over. I will tell you what I'm doing, what I got, so you can go make your own agreement. But I will never go make an agreement like that for 1,000, 10,000 people. I'm just not going to do that part.
Well, right. Well, the best of us is not going to be that large anyway. But.
Okay. All right.
All right. Ready? Move on?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. GTOV725 says, several years ago, you did mention there would be a difference in value of the dinar by approximately 15 to 20 cents. And last call, you basically said the same thing. Unfortunately, please forgive a senior moment. Was the difference higher or lower than the dinar here in the States?
Okay, the difference is in the exchange rate, which means it's only outside the country and the value of the currency. But it doesn't make any difference if it's here or in the States. Now, the Iraq dinar is going to be higher than the Kuwait dinar. It's not going to be lower. That's what you're looking for. And the final numbers, that means if it comes out, and I just told you the other day, it could come out 30% higher than Kuwait, or even 40% higher than Kuwait. It could run up and be $2-3 higher than Kuwait as it goes through what it goes through in the initial knowledge of people that the dinar is back. But when it's all said and done, within 90 days from now, it should be end up within that 15 cent of the Kuwaiti rate. And it's actually closer than that, but I don't want to put the exact number out there. I went from 20 to 15 so you guys could get it. And we've already discussed why they don't want people crossing the border, trying to get, you know, all their money and then coming back. And it would cause a problem in the two countries if their money was that much different. So they needed it to be closer. And that's what was agreed upon already. All right?
All right.
What's next?
Buddha says, if you ask for contract rates for the rupiah, dong, and dinar, but don't want the contract rate for the zim, is that possible?
Anything's possible. Yes, you don't have to take anything. They're not going to force you to take anything. Try and get as much as you can get.
My question would be, why would you even want to do something like that? But anyway.
All right, mine too, but I don't know.
Lil Lee Mart says, I've been in the hospital for about 2 months and haven't been able to listen to the call. And she must have been in the ICU or something. Anyway, haven't been able to listen to the call, so I'd like to know if they're still exchanging the 2008A ZIMs.
Okay, we already talked about that.
Yeah, but we didn't.
You
want
to answer it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, we covered it in opening, so they were listening, then they heard it. I just didn't see, I'm just seeing the question now. Okay, Luna Azel says, I live in Tucson and have a Wells Fargo account for 10 years. Question, I'm thinking of traveling to Arizona in exchange. My reason is because those banks are used to dealing with wealthy people and large funds. What is your opinion?
Speaking of traveling to where?
Arizona. He's in Tucson. Oh,
Tucson is in Arizona.
Yeah, with Scottsdale. I just said Arizona, but well, Tucson to Scottsdale.
Okay.
Go for it.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, you're in your state. It doesn't matter. Yeah. A lot of people that live in small towns, I thought you want to go out of town exchange because they don't want everybody in their business. When you dial the 800 number, tell them that. This is my zip code. This is where I want to go. Can you make my appointment here? And they'll do that for you. That's what I would do.
All right.
Okay.
Live callers, 707 area code. You are first on up.
Good morning. That, you said 707?
707, that's you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Is there, on the forum where you usually put the updates, there was one there that you had that Tony had recommended, which was a list of questions to ask at your exchange. I was going to copy it, but I was going to wait till the next morning to do it, and it was gone.
No, well, anything that I posted is still there. If it's something I posted, you said.
Well, I don't know. I posted it, but I just remember that in the post, the headline for the post, it said something about Tony had sent this out earlier. Something he had recommended.
Was it in a tweet? Are you talking about on Twitter?
No, I'm talking about on the where
in the forum.
Ray posts the forum updates.
Okay, well, it wasn't in the latest slash and tweet because I'm the only one that posts in that one, and everything I post is still there. But if you may have saw it somewhere else in the forum, and it's rolled off the screen. It wasn't deleted. It's still there, but now you have to find it.
Or maybe just further down, huh?
Right, it's further down. Something a member probably posted.
Yeah, I thought I went further down, but I couldn't find it. But there was a real good list of questions for people to have to go by as to what questions to ask and what perks to ask for.
All right, so there's two things you did. We did the two pages that she sent, and then you did the book with the 31
pages.
Yeah, the one with two pages. I mean, we posted that. Ray put it in there so you guys could see it. And I may have put it in Twitter. I can't remember. I think I did put it in Twitter. And then there was the 31 pages of information book that came to form.
Well, the one I saw in the update section was the two-page one.
Okay. They're probably both still there somewhere. I just don't know.
If you saw it in the latest. If it's in the latest blast and tweets updates, that's where I put all the updates. It's still there. You just have to scroll down and find it.
I'll just have to look a little harder. I just
right.
You know, when I didn't see it, I just got. I said, "Well, what the heck? They took it off."
All right. Now, if you go and look, if you still can't find it, go and chat. And that way you can probably get some instant assistance from somebody in chat that may be able to find it easier than you can. If you can't find it,
I don't think I have access to chat. I don't think I have access to the chat.
Oh, okay. So you're not a board member.
I'm not a board member.
It's in latest blasts and tweets because that's the only file that you could access. But it's still there. If you saw it once, it's there because I haven't deleted anything out of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my answer then. Your picture is on there on that page, and all. I was real surprised when I couldn't find it. So,
But
it's very, very helpful article. It has excellent questions, and very good for people who have not been able to keep track of these calls the way I have.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, have a great one.
Take care. 470 area code, you're on.
I didn't hear it say to go onward, so sorry about that, folks. Appreciate the info, Tony and Ray, very, very much, because I do have a few questions here. I like the info, Tony, that you had said that it is now scheduled to go between 8 a.m. Thursday and Saturday. Given in the past that, clarification, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Iraq Time, because you've always said 1 a.m., 3 a.m. Eastern Time is your favorite time frame. So which is it, 8 a.m. Thursday Eastern Time or 8 a.m. Iraqi time that they are telling you?
Okay. Now, they're saying it should be live 8 a.m. our time or whatever day.
Okay.
Because that applies to us, and that's always Eastern time. Now, it could be live at 7, 6, or 5 because Iraq wants it to go live 8 a.m. their time before their
right.
banks open. That's what they've always wanted.
That's why I was asking the
which
question.
Would be, right, which would be 1 or 2 in the morning our time. But they're just saying simply by the time 8 o'clock came around, it'd be gone. Okay.
So the funky good time that Ray has alluded to could be from 1 a.m. Eastern to 8 a.m. Eastern, whatever, on Thursday. So clarifications there. Thank you. Next question. There had been a comment in chat that someone referenced that there was crowd control being needed in Iraq, that they were being sent over there. Had you gotten any information along those lines? And if so, is it crowd control from a positive side that the people are very, very happy, or crowd control because they are disgusted and rather antagonistic to what's going on? Or have you heard anything along those lines at
no.
all?
Well, Ray actually tried to contact him and ask the person to call him so we could see. But what I did do is have my guy here, who has Iraq TV, certainly over Baghdad, contact him. They said there was no change. So that the rate has not changed yet. And that's where I said in the beginning, we got two different stories. One guy saying it did change, somebody else saying it didn't change. So we've sent out to some other people waiting for some verification. I haven't gotten that yet. Now, it was supposed to go this morning, and I'm saying somebody could have seen it. Just like some people here have already gone. I mean, you know, the 5,000 people, and he said it did change because I already got paid. I don't know until we actually talk to him. But I know my guy is trying to call them, and they actually own the business downtown. They said it didn't change. So it hasn't changed for them.
Okay. And the issue of crowd control question, next one that I'd ask, had you heard anything dealing with that? Because that seemed to be a fairly
Nothing.
Recent posting. Okay.
Well, I guess it was posted this morning. But there's nothing. I mean, I could see everybody happy celebrating if it did
right.
or if it was announced. But
if it had
he's
happened,
in Baghdad,
and
he said there's nothing here. So I don't
okay.
know what you're waiting
okay.
for.
Okay.
But they all know it's supposed to happen by June the 30th. That's what they know. Okay.
Indeed. Lastly, here with respect to all of these changes and looking back to the information that you have given in the past, what's the change status, if any, on the 800 numbers? Because at this point, it's almost as if you could be getting info on the 800 numbers while we're even on this call. Have they given you any changes on that, or are we just really going to have to go it on our own, perhaps, as we've been instructed in the backup plan?
Any information on the 800 numbers, again, other than they would be given out 4 hours before it was live,
mm-hmm.
and the soonest would be a day. The closer would be at least 4 hours
mm-hmm.
before it went live that we should receive the 800 numbers.
Okay.
So that's all I know about it. Matter of fact, we didn't even talk to them this morning about the 800 numbers, because we spent so much time talking about the NDA, the VIM, and everything else.
Okay. And last, I would be remiss if I didn't ask this one as well. I was earlier in the call, your opening comments, you'd said, I'm still waiting for something right now, and I'm guessing that something still hasn't transpired in the time that we've been on the phone. Is that a correct assumption?
Well, I was waiting to verify the that it was live in Iraq, which we still haven't got because it's still 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting to see if it was still going today, because yesterday it was going today. So yesterday, and I'll tell you guys, the northern part of the country all agreed it was going to go today. The southern part of the country, I'll tell you, all went off alert, went off standby, and said nothing's going to happen till Thursday. So I guess they were right. So they told those people, relax. The first time something was going to happen in Thursday. the northern part of the country, you told me, is definitely happening tomorrow. This is over. Here we are. So I was waiting to get back. So they're now saying what the committee members said. Southern part said nothing until Thursday. And I'm giving you guys the breakdown. The committee guys said 8 o'clock tomorrow on Thursday where it starts. The northern part of the country now is saying it could be from tomorrow to Saturday, but it is over on Saturday, and I hope you're ready for your new life. So now you got what I got.
And this is the Iraqi definition of funky good time. That's how I'm going to be looking at it from this point on. And with that 10 days from whenever all of this transpires, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And that's going to be a really good funky good time on that one as well. And we appreciate your info, guys. Thank you ever, ever so much. Have a great day.
All right,
Wealth-bound Wednesday. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 360, you're on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Hey.
Good morning.
Yes, it is. And each morning seems to be a little bit better than the one before. Maybe it's just because I made it this far. So I.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, there's always a blessing somewhere. Tony, the first question I was going to ask just the other day, and of course didn't remember it until after I said my piece. These people that are being suggested for the defense minister and interior and all that, were they people that we were endorsing or that we were on, you know, the list, they were on the list of acceptables for us?
I would think they were, or it wouldn't have happened. Now, they're not on the list or they're not suggesting. They are sworn in and working this morning. That is over.
So then I'm deducting from that they are acceptable to us, because otherwise it wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have happened, and the RV wouldn't be happening right now.
Well, that makes sense. As far as the banks go, this negotiation thing of a time, would you recommend a 6 month as opposed to a 1 year? Or, you know what I mean, the shorter time frame, or is that going to have the effect of them limiting what they're willing to give us in the way of either percentages or perks or whatever in the process of figuring out who's going to end up with the golden egg, so to speak, after this initial trial of who's going to perform best with the funds that we give them?
Okay. So, and you're talking about the competition between banks?
Yes.
Okay. I would give people a year in finance anyway, because for the next 2-3 months, they're going to be dealing with 100 of you, 200 of you, trying to get everybody's account set up, trying to give everybody their perks, going left and right until this thing calms down. So that's already used the first 3 months of their 6 months up before they can deal directly with you and settle down and know who's really there for business and who's just playing. So, yeah, I'd give them a year to see who does the best and see what they offer. You're going to know the perks they're offering right from the beginning. Because they're mostly going to be the same. There's going to be one, two, or three things that are different. And you decide that makes a difference with you over a lifetime. But then the opportunities that they offer you are what you're looking for over the next year. What types of businesses can you get me into? What types of investments can you get me into? How close can I get to the opening round of those investments or interest rate? And then what kind of profits you make me? Because that's what I'm looking for. That guy who has that inside track, who can perform the best with my money, that's who I'm looking to give the bulk of it to.
With regards to the willingness of the banks to give information out, the people that you know that were involved with signing an NDA, were you ever given any idea? It sounds ironic because they'd be violating it probably by telling you, but, you know, sometimes friends to help friends. How long was the NDA? Do you have any idea?
90 days.
So 3 months.
Yep.
Roughly. Well, then, I think that you could take a 3-month vacation and be gone. So.
Absolutely.
That
3 months, you're just buying your new houses, cars, and boats, and out enjoying life anyway. And then you settled up. So, okay.
So, to your knowledge, then it's a 90-day deal, and after that, then you're secure and the funds being yours and no clawback.
Well, the funds are yours anyway, and that's the part that the bank didn't want to be involved in, because they would lose if the Treasury figured you violated the NDA or government or something, and the bank says, now we're going to lose all that money we put out because you said he did something wrong. And they didn't want to get caught in the middle of it. So that's where, you know, the problem was, my understanding today. So whatever it's going to be, it's going to be between you and the bank so they can decide if they want to lose that money or if something is wrong. Okay?
Yep.
But, guys, anybody, I mean, if it's just mainly the rate, you're not out there telling everybody else what rate you got, while we're going through this with 6-7 million other people, and they're mad because they didn't get that rate. I mean, your rate is really nobody's business except TNT. So, and you can do that not using your real name, but just to help people out there. What difference does it make? I mean, I wouldn't want to tell people anyway. I mean, none of their business. And the first 90 days, again, you're going to be doing things. And the rest of your life, I mean, who cares? I made $100 million, and this is how I did it. With denial, period.
Well, that makes sense, too. After all, what if it doesn't make sense, why do it? So
that's right.
The idea, too, of having your money free and clear from day one to deal with it may have its advantages. Now, Ray, question for you. Is the way for this generational wealth to be created and then maintained, it lies best in either a trust or a foundation?
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, that boils that down. Well, very good. Well, gentlemen, again, thank you very much. I'm certainly looking forward to giving notice when I can stop working. And I look forward to that day. But you're still, Tony, a long time ago you'd said, at least I think you said, let's put it that way, that don't change anything immediately. Keep doing what you're doing. And then within that 30-day time period, let the dust settle and go from there. Would you still give that advice?
I would, because the market is going to be crazy with people jumping in, jumping out, with all the money going in. And you're going to be taking a chance if you're getting into that. Now, if there's something like, and I don't know, Uber's going public in the next month or something, I'm getting in that. But other than that, calm down. Go out and buy your toys and things you need to stay in life if that's what you need to do. But have a plan to put your money to work and then do that. Now, some of us have been planning for years, know exactly what we want to do, but we don't know what's going to happen with the market when it floods all this money. It's going to go up and down, and, you know, the big funds and everything are going to be making investments and making things happen, and you don't want to get caught up in that. You want to wait till it settles down, but more importantly, until you settle down and think, not react. But think, not react. Think, not react.
Last question. I wasn't aware of there ever being mentioned a contract rate for the rupiah or the ZIM or whatever. It was just going to be whatever the rate was. Other than the dinar and dong, are there contract rates for any other currencies that you're aware of?
All I know is the dinar, the dong, and the ZIM. I don't know about any contract rate for the rupiah.
Okay. All right. Well, gosh, that does it. Danny from Dallas ought to be happy that I didn't make any disparaging remarks when it came to differences between Texas and the rest of us. But all the best, and obviously we'll look forward to the next couple of days getting that news. And since I work nights, the calls in the morning are sometimes a little bit foggy for me to get my mind clear. But all the best to you both, and thank you again for everything you do.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You too.
702 Erico, you're on.
Yeah, good morning. Let me ask you this. Do you know what the projected rate is coming for the dong under the contract rate?
I think it was 220. I'm not sure. But I think that was it.
Well, and you, percentage-wise, what do you feel, you personally, what do you feel the percentage is that we will RV by the 30th?
Well, there's nothing, well, I don't know. It's been scheduled 3 times this week already. But I feel really, really good. Over 90%, and I mean, everybody's saying that it'll be done by the 30th. We know what's planned for the first week of July internationally by Visa and MasterCard, and I don't know anybody saying it's not. They just don't know when. So, and even
right.
Again, you told me by now and Saturday. When is the 30th? Oh,
Sunday.
Okay. So let's see.
Thank you, Tony. You and Ray have a great day and a half, and let's get it done.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
281 area code, you are on.
Hey, Ray.
Hey there.
And Tony, how are you guys doing today?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Good, good. I have a couple of questions. As far as their schedule, when they claim that it may go, say, for instance, like today, and it didn't, is it too late for it to go today since the day has already started? Is there a certain time when they think that it will go whenever they say it's going to go? If it didn't go in the wee morning hours, then would it be like it could possibly go after the market close? Is it still too late for today?
Well, I can't say never because, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, they threw the time out the window. So we don't care what time it is. We're just trying to get this done.
Yeah.
And it never happened. But we know what the target times are. And we know what Iraq's time is. And right now for Saturday, yesterday, and today, the target time was to have it done by 8 o'clock in the morning. So they didn't want to disrupt the market and the business day. Now, that don't mean it can't happen at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Because that means, I mean, tonight, that means that 8 o'clock tomorrow morning is done.
Right.
But 8 o'clock is the time that they're using right now.
Oh, okay. So, and as far as them stopping the sale of all currencies, that's still in play once they set their time, then all the banks will probably stop selling the currency as well?
Well, they have the memo already, so they already know. And they know what the time frame is. I don't know. They thought they were going to do it a day before, too, but she said they were told they could only do it a couple of hours before it actually happens.
Oh, okay. So with that said, then that means that any of the second-tier banks, the tier-two banks, and I guess, they will be included in that if they're part of the process. They would probably stop selling it as well.
They will. If they sell it, I'm sure the memo went out to everyone who sells the currency.
Who sells it. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I was just wondering because I do have you know, a couple of accounts at some of the banks that's not like a Wells Fargo or a Chase, and I was just wondering about that as well with them. So, all right, thank you, sir.
Yep.
Well, those are my questions, and let's hope this thing gets done this weekend. I'm ready. Everybody's ready. I'm excited.
All right, have a great day.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Ray?
Oh, okay. 760 area code, you're on.
Hello, Ray and Tony. I'd like to say good morning to you guys. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I have a few questions that all in regard to the bank, and I know this is in your opinion only, and if you can't answer it, I respect that. My first question is, you guys mentioned that you're negotiating with the bank. Is there a specific bank that you are negotiating with? Because from hearing, each bank have different rates. Hello?
Have I picked the bank to negotiate with for me? Personally, you mean? Hello?
Oh, she lost her connection, apparently. She dropped off.
Oh. All right.
Okay, something must have happened on her end. I didn't do it. That was a good question.
All right.
Anyway.
That was a good question?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure what the question was. Was I negotiating for everybody, like somebody else wanted us to do? Or was it which bank am I negotiating my rates with, or do I feel like I'm putting my – so I was trying to get clarification of what she was asking.
I thought she was asking if you have a chosen bank to negotiate with. That's what I received, the question asked.
I have decided which bank I'm going to negotiate with.
I guess.
You know
what you're
saying? I think. Sure. Okay. All right. So, unlike most people, I'm going to try and negotiate with several banks, and I'm going to see who has the best rates out there. And then I'm definitely not going to rely on one bank, but I will give everybody an opportunity to show me what they can do within that year. And then that will be my fallback. I will never, 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 ever put 100% of my money in one bank. That won't happen. And if all else fails, like I've been saying, probably will, I will buy a bank. Now, if you can't personally buy a bank, you can always form a group to buy a bank. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You can always find someone who is knowledgeable in banks. Pay them a salary and make your money, because you're not going to pay them even the interest that you're getting on your money from your own bank. I hope everybody understood that. But there are definitely ways to do it.
Well, if they didn't, for those who want to just deal with one bank only, the Bank of Ray will be opened eventually. And you can come and put all your money with that one bank and all of your accounts.
What bank?
The Bank of Ray, it will be opened eventually.
Okay.
All right, Terry. All right. Let's wrap up time. We're out of time here now.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, we couldn't get to a lot of folks because we were getting all that good intel at the last minute, and I think they'd rather hear that than ask us a bunch of questions. So.
All right. Well, I'll see you quarter two. All right, guys. Well, I already gave it to you, so I'm going to start looking tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock through Saturday. We're going to see what happens. We know they go back on standby and alert tomorrow. Well, down south, I'm not sure they took them off. That's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for it to tell me if those guys were still on alert. But I know the southern half were not on alert for today. But they even told them they will go back on Thursday because that's the first time they look for something to happen. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Everything's good. Grade's good. Things are moving along. Let's see what happens. I'm going to do what I always do after the call. I'm going to go and enjoy my day, and I hope you do the same thing. Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's it for this Hump Day Wednesday. Anything new and developing that pops out, we'll rush to make you aware of it. And if things stay as they have been being, we'll be back Friday with a regularly scheduled call. But I kind of have a feeling that's not going to be the case. Keep believing. We sure do.
Wait, Ray.
This keeps me going.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, because people keep texting me. The item that the guy was looking for, the two pages net, it's in. It's the very first thing in the form under the sticky. It's right there. Several people have told me they've already located it. So it's right there. All right, go ahead.
All right, cool.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
night. The joy cometh in the morning.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that concludes this hump day session. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.